Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're darn right. It's the Wojo Show on 97.1 The Ticket on a spectacularly warm, sunny, breezy Thursday evening in the Motor City. I was watching the interviews with Amir Abdullah. You're familiar with his work, the Lions running back, who will be entering his third season this coming year. He was one of the many people at the Taste of Detroit or Taste of the Lions event last night, which I've been to before, is a great thing. And all the Lions supported, it's for charity and great food. Taste of the Lions at Ford's Field, and players talk, Bob Quinn, Rod Wood, team president, lots of little tidbits come out. Okay. And Amir Abdullah, who hadn't really talked to the media since he was sort of under scrutiny as, and I'm guilty as charged too, I'm not the only one, but why didn't the Lions draft a running back? Why didn't the Lions get into the Adrian Peterson sweepstakes? Why didn't the Lions go after LeGarrette Blount? That was me, but not only me, but many people saying stuff like that. And I'm sure sitting back there, recovering after he missed most of last season with that strange foot injury, and he certainly, Amir Abdullah certainly felt he was worthy of being the starter coming back, but he had to sit back and listen to all that speculation and all that talk, and probably, you know, heard bozos like me and fans and stuff. You can't count on Amir Abdullah. Gotta get some, and listen, to me, it's not so much you can't count on Amir Abdullah, because I don't know about that, whether it's injury-prone or just one freak injury. All I know is if you can get a good bruising veteran back like LeGarrette Blount, or you can draft somebody in a deep running back draft, I would have done that, one or the other. They didn't. So Abdullah was speaking at the Taste of Detroit last night, and he said what he should say, certainly, that his quote is, didn't really care what happened because I feel like I'm a better player than whoever they were going to bring in. That's just me being a player and a competitor, but I didn't really care, and I really wasn't counting on that. I was counting on myself to make sure I was doing the right things I needed to do to be healthy. So, absolutely, of course, the right approach for Amir Abdullah or anybody in that position to take. Right? Hey, it's the business. And I'm okay. Yeah. Fans or media dorks or whatever, they wanted a big veteran back or a big fresh rookie back to come in. But I'm still here and I'm still pretty good. And it got me to thinking, because when we talked to Jim Caldwell last week, and I specifically asked, would you look at a veteran running back like LeGarrette Blount? You didn't draft a back. And Caldwell went out of his way. This wasn't just a stick it up for the guy in his roster. He went out of his way to say, if you look at Amir Abdullah's numbers and what he's done when he was on the field and the capabilities and the threats he provides along with Theo Riddick, along with Zach Zetter, he's a pretty darn good player. And you could say on one hand, okay, that's a coach, knowing they're not bringing in another running back, so he's got to tout his guy. But it's also a coach, and when you see Amir Abdullah when he's healthy, he has made big things happen. He does average 4.3 yards per carry. There is no necessarily this is the start of injury-prone career. It was a foot injury at the end of a nice run, if I recall, and he was out after one game last year. So it got me to thinking. Because I really, and that's why I was relentlessly obnoxious about it. I can get that way sometimes when I'm trying to fix problems here in Detroit, okay? About getting a running back in. Because of all the issues you want to pin, and we all want to pin on the Lions, whether it's coaching or Matthew Stafford hasn't got it, whatever. to me, the root of the problem is, for at least offensively, is that the Lions almost never have a consistent running game. Almost never. You could argue, okay, but it was the offensive line, and they went and upgraded the offensive line. They signed Ricky Wagner and TJ Lang. The offensive line should be great. That'll be solved. Amir Abdullah healthy. Bada boom, bada bing. Theoretic. Here we go. We're fine. Okay. Whatever you think the solution is, to me, that has been the underrated and overlooked problem for the Lions for many years. No threat to run the ball. Play action pass, non-existent for the most part. Everybody knows that Stafford's going to be throwing the ball. So I thought, what if Jim Caldwell is right? What if Amir Abdullah really is the guy? Like, really can be the guy? Like, they did draft him very high, too. He once was the guy that we were thirsting for the Lions to take. And I'm thought of this little riddle game. And I think the answer in my mind is Amir Abdullah. The question is, who is the non-star athlete in Detroit sports right now that you most desperately want to and need to see become a star? Understand the question. The non-star athlete in Detroit. I'm not saying go get. I'm saying right now on all your Detroit sports teams, who do you think, in other words, would make the biggest impact of this non-star? And Amir Abdullah is not a star right now. Just doesn't have the track record yet, if he ever gets it. Who do you most desperately want to see, and who would make the biggest impact on their team if they became a star now? 248-539-9797, the ticket text 97136. We're in the 7 o'clock hour, so my more intelligent people come out now on the phones and the ticket text. So I don't want to hear, "Hi, Woj, I'm Matthew Stafford." If he get in, we have a track record with Stafford. He wouldn't be coming out of nowhere. You could even call him a star or whatever. He's not a relative unknown. He does have a proven track record. And don't say, "I would really like it to be Justin Verlander." No. He's already a star. And I would even say, don't bring up Michael Fulmer. He's already a star. I'm talking about somebody who has not yet revealed themselves that you most desperately need and want to see become a star on one of these teams that could make the biggest impact on the Pistons, Red Wings, Tigers, or Lions. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the parameters? Don't call in and say, "I'd really like to see Henrik Zetterberg become a star." No, that doesn't. He's already been a star, is established, or we know what he is or was and can be. All right. We don't know what Amir Abdullah can be. And there are others like that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.